USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. Disagreement may be an understatement over how safe people around Palestine, Ohio feel now many days after the derailment of a train carrying deadly chemicals and the ensuing explosions and evacuations.
It's certainly nerve-wracking. It's just the unknown is what it is. That's the worst part.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says tests show the air around Palestine is fine, but as for the water?
Until we get the tests back, we've told them out of an abundance of caution they really ought to just drink bottled water.
As for the cause of the crash, the NTSB is focusing on an overheated wheel bearing on a train. The 19-year-old self-proclaimed white supremacist who pleaded guilty in the mass shooting in a Buffalo, New York grocery store last May is going away for good. A judge has sentenced Peyton Gendron to life without parole. Most of the 10 who died and 3 who survived were black. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has kicked off her presidential campaign with a rally in Charleston. She says America is ready.
Ready to move past the stale ideas and faded names of the past. And we are more than ready for a new generation to lead us into the future.
Haley joins a Republican field with so far just one other official candidate, former President Donald Trump. It's going to be a windy, rainy, snowy time in the heartland as a big system moves east from the Rockies.
Winds in the warm sector associated with thunderstorms, and then we have the strong winds on the colder side of the system as well across portions of the southwest.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard. Money news. Retail sales are on the rise. The Commerce Department said they rose by 3% in January, the jump led by auto parts dealers and furniture stores. And the Mortgage Bankers Association says applications for home loans fell by more than 7.5% last week. Mortgage rates are averaging about 6.4% right now. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
More pushback from New York Congressman George Santos. In a tweet, Santos again said he will not resign, despite questions about his background and his finances. He said, "I'm not leaving, I'm not hiding, and I'm not backing down." A lawmaker from Texas wants to up the ante when it comes to people convicted of smuggling the deadly drug fentanyl into the U.S.
Anyone that is found associated with a fentanyl-related death, they can get up to murder charges.
Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez is co-sponsoring a bill to that effect. He says the new penalty would be a warning to smugglers.
If you go down this route, nothing good will come of it, and it won't be a slap on the wrist. It'll be severe punishment.
The goal, says Gonzalez, is deterrence to convince would-be smugglers the reward is not worth the risk. If you're a Netflix subscriber, here's a surprise, or not. The streaming service has eliminated the viewing option called Surprise Me. Netflix added the button that would bring up random shows to help when we just couldn't decide what to watch. Since then, Netflix has discovered what we all knew. We go there almost always with a specific kind of movie or show we want to watch. As Easter approaches, here's a moral dilemma. Would you buy hot Easter candy? A guy in England thought so. Police in a town southwest of London say they caught the man who stole a semi-trailer filled with about $37,000 worth of Cadbury cream eggs. He now faces the next couple of Easters behind bars. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.